These words are taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. Then the eyes of Adam and Eve were opened, and they realized that they were naked. Losing everything. I want to share with you something that happened to a family that was in my hometown area, but I am sure that you have heard similar stories. This family who had a nice farm, beautiful farm acreage, a good herd of cattle. Unfortunately, the husband started getting into gambling. And you get into gambling, you think you're going to win the next time, so you bet even more. But it got so bad that he lost his entire farm. Everything that they had worked for, he had lost in gambling. They had lost everything they had. And I'm sure in some way or another, you might have heard other people in the same situations. Maybe it has happened to you as well. Maybe not gambling, but let's say a major storm comes through and destroys all your buildings. Or you've lost something else and you wonder, what more could I ever lose? Perhaps you have lost a loved one that you love so dearly, and you have felt that you have lost everything. But perhaps there's even something greater that we may take for granted, and if we lose it, we really have lost everything. And that is the love and the friendship of God. Our first reading for this first Sunday of Lent is taken from the book of Genesis, a passage in which we're very familiar. It has taken place from chapters 2 and 3. The second chapter of Genesis talks about the creation of Adam and Eve, that God had done so, first of all, with Adam, taking him from the clay of the earth, and then Eve from his side, taking one of the ribs. God made Adam and Eve out of love and cared for them deeply, gave them everything they could ever desire in this very beautiful, idyllic place called Eden. There was only one command that God had given them, not to eat from the tree of knowledge. We know what had happened as that first of all, Satan had disguised himself, tricked Eve into taking the fruit and eating of it, and then Adam. And the key passage I find in this passage is what we heard at the end, where they recognized that they were naked. What it's really telling us, they had lost their innocence. They were so innocent before. And we probably, hopefully, can appreciate that in small children, where they are so innocent. But they had lost it because now they had gained human knowledge. I always say jokingly that Adam and Eve were the first two-year-olds because God should have told them to go ahead and eat, and maybe they had refused because children seem to do just the opposite at that age. But they had eaten, had lost their innocence. They had sinned against God. There's an understanding in the Old Testament of sin. And this is the one I like to share with you. And perhaps I've used it before. In the Old Testament, it's seen that when you sin against God, you turn your back to him. If you have seen perhaps paintings done of people, of the Adam and Eve being dismissed from the garden, it shows them that they're leaving the Garden of Eden. The angel is directing them to go out, because they could not stay. They could not look at God because they had sinned against him. They had turned their backs to God, the one who had given them life and love. This season of Lent reminds us too that in ways we turn our backs on God as well. Our sinfulness takes us away from the love of God, our Creator and Maker. We could get caught up in our own selfishness very easily, and so we turn our backs to God. But the Lenten season also gives us the hope to turn back to him once again. Come back to God with all your heart. The sin that made you cold against him, where God's love has been violated, now come back and stand before him face to face. And the church has ways in which we can seek forgiveness of sin through the sacrament of penance, so that we can restore once again the love that we should have of God in our hearts and our love for him. Don't turn your back on God. If you turn your back on God, you will lose the love and friendship of the one who has made us. But come back once again to seek his love, his friendship, and his grace, so that we can stand rightly before him and in hope to inherit the kingdom of God, that perfect place he has prepared for you and me. And all we need to do is always stay close to God and never lose him.
Announcements. Please check the bulletin for activities this week. Please read the announcement for the need of people to adore the Blessed Sacrament on Fridays at St. John's. The sign-up sheets are at the back of the churches. Script is available to be purchased right after this Mass.